never lay down, never give up. I am a fighter. So we talked yesterday about the massive fire in Maui, the huge number of deaths, the many strange things about all of it, how Maui's top cop and his last job in Vegas as the guy responding to the Memory Hold Mandalay Bay shooting seemed to coincide and overlap, how Oprah Winfrey and a bunch of other plutocrats had property right next to the fire but were fortunately almost untouched. But even setting all of that aside, it was absolutely guaranteed that the left would seize upon this disaster to push the same narratives that it always does. And above all of the others, there's the lie about climate change. The left is predictably blaming global warming for this entire Maui catastrophe. They blame everything on global warming and climate change, of course, because their solution is always the same. The left needs to be given absolutely perpetual, untouchable, unlimited, unilateral, and permanent power in the name of fighting this permanent and never-ending crisis. Of course, in reality, their own incompetence is what caused this disaster. Their lies about climate change stop us from recognizing actual factors that drove the fire, how they could be fixed. For example, here's one. Hawaii used to have a huge amount of agricultural production. Just like we're seeing now in the Netherlands, that agricultural output has slowly been crushed. The island's former sugar and pineapple plantations have closed. The land has been left fallow and overtaken by invasive, highly flammable guinea grass. If the farms were still there, the land was still being economically productive, the fire almost certainly wouldn't have happened, even if they set it on fire intentionally. Arch Kennedy spent 17 years as a broadcast meteorologist. He's an expert on what causes fires like this, what allows them to grow out of control, and of course, how fires like this are exploited by the climate change cartel to grab power. And he joins us now. Arch, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great to be with you, Stu.
Yeah. It is our position that this fire was set intentionally and that it's not normal for homes to stay standing or burn down while trees stay standing around it, for fire to burn across concrete and to light the ocean on fire. You're an expert in the field to that. You say what?
So we need to look at the circumstances that led to all this disaster. Meteorologically speaking, we did have ripe conditions for wildfires. So as many folks remember, we had a hurricane. Hurricane Dora moved well south of the islands around August 7th. Now, it was a strong hurricane, but it did produce tropical storm force winds to the north, probably not reaching the coasts of the Hawaiian Islands and especially toward Maui, where we had the devastation. But it was easy to see 20 to 30 mile per hour winds, which is all you need for a fire, especially with dry conditions. Now, I was looking at the drought monitor just recently, and the island of Maui is abnormally dry. It ranges from abnormally dry to severe drought, in fact. That being said, conditions were ripe for fire to be started and, of course, to get out of control. You know, you speak of, we're looking at the theory that possibly somebody set this on fire. It was perfect conditions to start a fire and for it to get out of control and to devastate the area. That is for sure. As a meteorologist, when I watch all of this, what actually drives me nuts is the left immediately going to climate change and global warming and blaming that. We have drought conditions that happen constantly. In the U.S., we have Southwest fires that happen almost every summer. In California, we see it on the news. This happens. You know, we have changes in our weather pattern. We have climate changes. We do have climate change. But the point I try to make to people is the climate always has changed. The different climates of the world have always changed. But how much man is contributing to that is impossible to tell. So when government starts imposing policy, taxing Americans, you know, out of control, you know, into oblivion on something, on an inexact science such as meteorology and weather and climate. It's wrong, and it's something that it's the go-to for the left.
Well, Arch, we do know that man has a lot to do with climate change, because we've learned a whole lot about cloud seeding recently, which is really great.
Yes, there's a lot, you know, there's something to be said for that. But when we're talking about what I'm talking, so that's talking about, so we got to look at weather and climate, right? There's a difference. So weather is what is happening right now. When you talk about cloud seeding, climate is looking at weather that has occurred over a period of years. And to be able to forecast climate. Okay. So for instance, I would always get the joke, the weatherman can't get the five-day forecast right. I always talk about five-day forecast, for instance, when we're talking about long-range models, okay? And really, your forecast is 2 days out. Really, your forecast is 48 hours.
Yeah.
On that third, fourth, and fifth day, it's an outlook, okay? And so these climate models are so, in time, they are subject to discrepancies and error the farther out in time you go, right, with a computer model. So to predict, to have these predictions of climate and to set policy on something so inexact, you know, as far as weather in time and climate in time, is just preposterous.
Yeah, well, they know this, though. I mean, they know this, but then they gaslight and they lie and they propagandize and they lie more. And then the empire of lies lies about their old lies. And when they're caught lying, they don't care. They just continue to shove lies in your face. So they know, know that the whole thing is a complete fraud and a sham, but they also know that it is an indefinite, infinite way to grab infinite and unlimited and permanent power.
Well, and what they're using for this, Stu, is fear, right? They're using fear with the everyday American and the propagandizing the whole issue. So, you know, I can remember growing up, we had a 6 o'clock news. We didn't have, you know, 24-hour news, cable news. We didn't have it at our fingertips to be able to see video immediately out of Hawaii within seconds of something happening, as an example. Everyday Americans are bombarded with this fear tactic of news and the mainstream media constantly showing you, disasters that, yes, they're bad, but they push it into your face 24/7. So they're using, I believe, the left is using fear for everyday Americans to push the climate agenda.
Of course they are. They're using fear for that. They're using fear to get you to go and take Pfizer's latest booster. They're using fear to keep you from protesting or demonstrating or peaceably gathering, as your First Amendment allows you to do, in the face of a tyrannical overtaking government, because they'll just throw you in jail without due process and hold you in some DC gulag without a trial at all. They're using fear every single minute of every single day to test the souls of Americans and really an audience across the face of the planet, because, you know, of course, COVID-19 was a world pandemic that we know a whole lot about. And I know that we don't have time for that, and that's not your wheelhouse right now. But I really want to get back to these fires, and the fear around it should really be what? I mean, what do you think people should be fearing right now?
Well, they should be fearing what their own local government has, the mistakes that they have made, that they didn't even get a siren issue or a siren going when the first fire started on August 7th.
And that doesn't seem at all suspicious to you? That doesn't look like it was potentially orchestrated or done intentionally?
Well, what's interesting is that the siren and the technology that is used to alert the people. And by the way, some of these areas of the upcountry of Maui don't have cell service or TV service. So they rely on these sirens, okay, locally. They didn't even go off. They test these weekly. Why didn't they go off on this particular day? And also, the exact technology, the area that is responsible for sending out the sirens, was affected by the fire first off. So it was they were unable to send any warnings to anyone.
And then the fire crews left the first fire before it was completely out. And if you have winds blowing like that, and you have the right conditions for fires, as you are saying, if there is really a drought or dry conditions, why would the fire department walk away from an open burning flame and a fire?
Correct. And you have a local National Weather Service office that is issuing forecasts for winds. Okay, so they knew, you can't tell me that the local area and that the people that should know didn't know and weren't aware of winds picking up a little bit. You know, they weren't seeing tropical storm winds, but definitely picking up enough to cause some issues.
Didn't these people hear about Smokey the Bear? I mean, even when you have a one twig campfire at some camp when you're a kid, you're taught that you need to douse that thing, make sure that it is completely out before you leave. I'm no firefighter, but it doesn't sound like proper protocol to walk away from a fire burning with hurricane force winds in drought conditions after no sirens went off to warn the people. Kids are dead as a result of that.
And 1,000 people, I might add, that are still missing right now. I think I saw the latest about 1,000 people missing that we're still going to get. So we're going to increase on that death toll from the 100 or so right now. And it is irresponsibility from local government, from state government. It absolutely is.
I don't know. I'm more cynical than that. I'm more jaded than that. And the evidence suggests, especially when you look at the fake President Biden, you know, standing there and they go, well, do you want to talk about these fires? No, no comment. Really? You don't want to talk about dead children? You don't want to talk about the largest fire potentially in the history of the United States? You know, barring 150 years ago in Wisconsin, that fire not being larger. I mean, we're talking about a death toll that could be 9/11 type catastrophe before this thing is all over with. And the fake president wants to say nothing about it. I don't know. I think there's a whole lot more right here. Oh, by the way, plus you're going to have an influx of really cheap property for sale, just as there's an interest from elite Hollywood oligarchs to come in and buy the property. But these people didn't really want to sell it.
But they're protecting the locals, though, Stu, from foreign entities buying up that land. It's for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's for them. Right. Yeah.
I have a feeling BlackRock is going to move in and buy some pretty cheap dirt. Arch Kennedy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate your meteorologist expertise. The only job that anybody can have, be wrong 90% of the time and continue to get paid. It's such a cushy job. we hope that you'll come back sometime soon. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. So whatever you think might have happened in Maui, it is indisputable that a whole lot of facts about this fire are just odd. Like, what caused the fire? I mean, for now, we don't know. Even the government hasn't made up a narrative about that yet. How was there this freakish amount of wind perfectly situated to make the fire spread as quickly as possible? Why did the fire department claim that the fire was contained only to let it erupt back into a devastating conflagration? Why does footage of the fires show bright flashes of light occurring at the heart of the fires? Why was it that a ferry out of Lahaina that could have easily evacuated the city's residents shut down just a few years ago on flimsy environmental grounds? Why did the local power company refuse to update the area's power lines to withstand severe winds? Why did Hawaii's governor, Josh Green, describe the disaster as looking like a bomb of fire went off? Dr. Stella Emanuel's here. She offers a pandemic preparedness kit over at her website, stellamd.com. Check it out with promo code STEW. Again, that's stellamd.com, promo code STEW. Stella, I mean, this is an attack on innocent Hawaiians. This is a direct energy weapon that was used to attack Maui. Prove me wrong.
I think so. I think it's an attack. When I heard the governor say that it was a fire bomb, there was something very interesting about that fire, too, because it was practically melting cars, and the trees were still standing. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
That it melted cars and trees stood right there. But I do believe this is signs of the times. The Bible says, let me read the scripture. The Bible says that in the book of Revelation, it actually says that we're going to see fire come down in front of men. Revelation 13, verse 13 said, "And he doeth great wonder, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." There was like a really fireball coming down. I'm very sure that this was weaponized somehow. Not only that, this has happened in different places. It happened in Canada. There was fires that just erupted at the same time. I do believe there's something the governor said that was very notable. He said that they were going to rebuild Maui as a smart city in its own image and in its own likeness. There's something that is building it in the image and likeness of who, you know what I'm saying? So I do believe some of these things that they are doing is to create a situation where they can now bring a smart city. Another scripture that I will talk about is the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 19, it said, "And I will show wonders in heaven above and the signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, and before the great and notable day of the Lord. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I want people to hear this. When we see all these things, we begin to see fire come down, smoke cloud, even smoke practically covering all areas. The Bible has talked about this. So when we see this, we should start noticing that, and many other things that are coming, and this is the signs of the times. And it says here that if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. I'm saying this, that people need to give their life to Christ now, because we don't know what's happening. And there are too many things going on. They're already putting together CBDCs. They're already putting together, they're trying to, if you go like to Nigeria, people practically don't come out of their houses. They are trying to build 15-minute cities right now in Nigeria. They destroyed everything, and people don't have money for gas. Gas has gone up 5 times. People can't afford food. It's happening many places, famine everywhere, wars, and you know something. So these are the signs of the times. If you go on our website, drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, we have a lot of preparedness. Imagine, most people thought COVID was gone, and then COVID is back. People are getting sick. People are calling me. Still, people call me from the hospitals. Come and get us out of the hospital. So that is why we have like the preparedness kit. We want people to be prepared. Stock up food, stock up water, stock up guns, ammo if you need to, stock up you know, flashlights, batteries, charcoal grill, everything. Just make sure that if things get crazy and you can't come out of your house, you can survive. On the 13th of this month, they are doing another simulation. Remember event 201? On the 13th of this month in New York, they are doing another simulation. So we're going to wait and see, because they're going to be telling us no, 13th of September. They're going to be telling us exactly what they're going to do to us.
Yeah, it's part of their satanic code. They have to. They have to tell you what they're going to do. Remember we saw these wildfires in Canada? Remember how they all just erupted? 100-mile span. 100-mile span. And simultaneously, at almost the exact same moment, all of these fires started. And then what did we have? We had this orange hue, you know, that just hovered over all of the Northeast in our country. And we saw, you know, Washington, D.C. and New York City just go completely dark in this orange haze filled with toxic chemicals. Don't forget about what they did to us in Ohio when they Chernobyled East Palestine and said nothing about it. Well, the EPA said, yeah, burn that stuff. Burn that benzene. Get that stuff into the air. The formaldehyde that was in the air and the benzene that was in the air and the chlorine, the chlorine dioxide that burned there and all of the chemicals and all of the animals and fish that were dead and dying, and they're still battling that there. And now we have Maui. Fires, like you said, everywhere. Smoke everywhere. Wars, rumors of wars. What's happening in Ukraine? What's happening in Sudan? What's happening in South Africa with a white genocide happening right now? It's happening here in this country. We're watching leaders be persecuted and targeted. The empire of lies is in a full lockstep, fast forward motion to come for every single one of us. They're doing it right now. And you're right. The only thing that saves is Jesus Christ.
Yes. People should know that. People know that it's evil. Everybody knows this is evil. But I think they should connect the fact that only God can fight evil. We, in our own human, you cannot fight the devil in your human self. That is what I'm screaming on the top of my voice everywhere. People, wake up, give your life to Christ. If you say, I'm Muslim, I'm Hindu, I'm whatever, I don't believe in Jesus, no problem. Listen to what we're saying, because there's going to be an event that's going to even be crazier when the church gets taken out of here. It's going to be the day of the Lord. It's going to be the darkest day. Families will disappear. Children will disappear. Christians will disappear. And these demons will tell people that aliens, you know, they're already planning it. They'll say, oh, there's been an alien abduction. No. If you hear that we've disappeared, a lot of us have disappeared. It is not an alien abduction. Jesus came for us. Give your life to Christ. Start, just call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says if you call on the name of Jesus, you'll be saved. And do not take the mark. Do not take that CBDC mark on your hand, because they're going to harass us. They're going to bring more pandemics. They're going to bring famine. And then when things are so crazy, the dollar, with the BRICS nations, the dollar is going to fall soon. And when things get so crazy, guess what? They're going to come. Big Brother is going to come and give body universal basic income. And they want to give it to you in the mark. That is what's going to happen. And we're talking about it right now. People, listen, get ready. Be prepared. This is not a time for you to be scared. It's time for you to be prepared. Stock up food, stock up water. I say this over and over. Stock up medications. Make sure we have like a COVID complete pack that has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide that you will need if you get COVID. We have 7 antibiotics that you can use in an emergency. Put this stuff in your medicine cabinet. Things are going to get bad. We even have ability for you to get your prescription medications. Like if you're on high blood pressure medicine or diabetic medicine, you can get 1 year amount of your prescription medication to put in your medicine cabinet. We know this stuff is happening. I'm screaming from the rooftop, America, be prepared. It is only those that are paranoid and saved that will survive this stuff.
Yeah. And everybody should know, by the way, even when we talked about the no virus theory, I've talked about this with, you know, Judy Mikovits, I've talked about this with you, I think maybe off the air. I've talked with Dr. David Martin about this very extensively. Dr. David Martin actually finally just came out and said he subscribes to the no virus theory. Mm-hmm. And as it relates to COVID-19, the novel coronavirus that came out of some lab in Wuhan, China, it's all BS. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. Yep. That thing was chimerically engineered. Gain of function in Fort Detrick right here in our country and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and then offshored and intentionally released. It's a weapon of biowarfare that delivers certain symptoms to get you sick, to bring you to the hospital, the NIH protocol, fill you with sedatives, you know, just pummel you with remdesivir coursing through your veins, ventilator down your throat, COVID death pronunciation, hundreds of thousands of dollars rewarded to these for-profit businesses called hospitals, murderous doctors killing for cash, and then to scare you into these injections, which we, I mean, award-winning documentary, 100 million views, died suddenly. It shows exactly what's happening with these shots. This is the game, the fear game. Well, we don't have a God of fear. We don't worship and bow to a God of confusion. That is coming from the enemy, and we all share a common enemy. And you're right. It is not time to be scared. It is time to be prepared. Prepared biblically for everything that is coming, prepared for the famine, prepared for the wars, prepared for sickness, prepared for the attacks that they're going to continue to launch on us, prepared for them to come to our front doors and ask us for our guns, prepared to defend our life, liberty, and property by any means necessary.
Yes. Now, so we need to prepare our children because they have They are saying now that they're going to chip children in schools for safety.
Yeah.
That's part of what the UN is planning. So prepare your children and let them know to not allow anybody to put a chip on them because they're going to do it without telling the parents. Just like right now, there are places that they can give vaccines to children as young as 12 without informing the parents. So knowledge is power. Make sure your family knows. Tell people as much as possible. Even they think you're crazy, they think you're a cook, go ahead, keep talking to them. Because many people that thought I was crazy, remember all the things I've been saying for years now? They are now telling me, oh, Dr. Stella, we see it. So get people prepared. And go to our website, drstellamd.com, use promo code STEW, you will get a discount. We are really right now, there's prayers there. If you've taken the jab and you're scared, there's a prayer that you can pray to ask God to regenerate your body, that you can get, you know, Vax Detox to help you help with the spike protein. Till today, STEW, they have not really, nobody has isolated COVID, you know. But we know that these symptoms of COVID are treatable with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
And we've seen a lot of we've taken care of over 150,000 patients. Don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till you're in the hospital. People run to my church and they are crying. My mom is in the hospital.
Yeah, and this is a personal testimony, actually, from me. You know personally, because I called you, you know that you've treated me. And you know that I've ordered the things that I needed in order to get better. And then not only that, but my friends and my family, people that were close to me, when we had no idea what the hell was going on. And we just knew that we were sick. And we heard all the horror stories of all these people being separated from their families and strapped up to ventilators. I mean, these were people that walked themselves into a hospital and they're on life support. I mean, we had no idea what was going on. All we knew is that we needed help and we got our help from Stella. So if you go to drstellamd.com, DR as in doctor, drstellamd.com, and use promo code STEW. You'll get major discounts on all of that stuff. And, you know, Yuval Noel Harari, a.k.a. Satan. This guy came right out and said that they wanted to put chips in children's brains, and they're going to bring it to you in the guise of safety. They're going to try to use all of the deception and the tools of the enemy, of Satan, to continue to try to pull the wool over your eyes so that ultimately they can have unfettered and unlimited access to your children. And that's what they want. And you're right. 2.0, human 2.0. The transhumanist agenda is absolutely 100% real. If you don't believe me, go listen to Yuval Noah Harari yourself. Go listen to Elon Musk yourself, Neuralink. They want to put a chip in your brain to control your actions, to control your memories, to control your dreams, and to predict your future behavior. That's what's happening.
Yes.
Anyways, stay well. DrStellaMD.com, DrStellaMD.com. Use promo code STEW for big discounts. Dr. Stella, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, Stu.
The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stew and use discount code STEW. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell filling in for Stu. So Joe Biden's strategy of as a quasi-dictator of America is simple. His plan is to throw his leading political rival in prison and besiege him with four different criminal cases at once, plus several civil cases, so that he's too distracted and financially overstretched to mount a 2024 campaign. Then he plans to entrench his victory by packing the courts, turning election laws into a joke, and massively expanding censorship of hate speech or disinformation. The strategy is that he can ban the opposition, even if he doesn't have to explicitly do it. No big deal. Dictatorships have gotten good at this sort of thing with thousands of years of practice. Even 2,000 years ago, the first Roman emperor, Augustus, claimed he was restoring the republic by enacting the reforms that made him the absolute supreme ruler of the entire empire. But in the satellite states of the American empire, they can be even more direct. In Germany, for example, the party Alternative for Germany, or AfD, is growing rapidly. At the start of the year, they were polling fourth among Germany's major parties. Now, they're polling second, and they're just a few points below the first place party. There's an excellent chance they will be the number one party by the end of the year. It's not hard to see why AfD is popular in Germany. Germany is overrun by migrants, and AfD wants to slash immigration. Crime is rising, especially by migrants, and AfD wants to enforce the law. Party leaders have openly contemplated leaving the European Union, like Britain before them. So the left-wing German government has a plan. Just ban them. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier just delivered a speech to the German Domestic Intelligence Agency saying that, quote, "We all have it in our hands to put those who despise our democracy in their place." The largest paper in Germany, Der Spiegel, has also called for the banning of the AfD. So the Germans are famous for their poor sense of humor, so we'd be surprised if they recognized any of the irony in what their leaders say. Let's ban the second most popular party in the name of democracy. Sadly, Germany has a long history of this. 150 years ago, Otto von Bismarck banned the socialists. Of course, Hitler banned all rival parties during his rule. In East Germany, all parties except the Communist Party and some fake collaborationist alternative parties were illegal. So they're just getting up to their old habits once again with this idea. This is the global plan of the fake pro-democracy faction all around the world. It's the policy in America. It's the policy in Brazil. They've banned Bolsonaro from running for office ever again. In France, National Front leader Marine Le Pen has constantly been targeted by criminal cases. And then, of course, there's the globalists' favorite country, their blueprint for all of their plans everywhere else, Ukraine, where President Zelensky banned his opposition and shut down their TV stations even before the Russian invasion. These people hate authentic democracy. They are frauds, liars, tyrants, and criminals, terrified of a world where they don't have complete control, because in that world, they might be held accountable for their actions. Lucas Gage is a Marine Corps veteran, author. He's also an activist, and he joins us now. Lucas, welcome back to the Stu Peters Show.
Thanks for having me again, guys. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. So what are your thoughts on this? I mean, have you been monitoring what's going on in Germany? I mean, people are sick of the blatant immigration, the blatant lawlessness, and now that there are people rising up and they're trying to do it with the vote, we have the liberal German government saying, we're just going to ban the political opposition.
Well, it's funny you say that. I don't really pay attention to any specific country because, as you mentioned, this is the global playbook. I can look at any country and see the same exact strategies being used. As you mentioned, our own government, Joe Biden's doing this to Trump with all these indictments out of nowhere. What I find interesting is they're saying that the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, which was founded in 2013, in response to the immigration and all these other problems that they had with Syria, for example, we were bombing Syria, then you have these migrants, you got to get somewhere safe. So at first, people feel like, okay, let's get them in, but it never stopped coming. And as you mentioned, crime is spiking, and they're saying, no, it's not the migrants, it's just how it is. You know, things are going on that way. They don't want to ever blame migrants because then you're racist, xenophobic, yada, yada, yada. So these native Germans have to suffer the brunt of this the migrants coming in and just doing what they want. Because again, these are people fleeing a war-torn country. They're not going to really care, especially if your government's bombing them. A lot of times the European government is bombing these countries. So when they get there, like the Syrians, for example, get upset with, well, I'll just do whatever I want. I'll grope women. I'll do this. And we see a lot of this in England, for example. A lot of these grooming gangs are coming up. And a lot of the Germans are concerned, like, hey, if we don't stop this immigration, we might get our own Rotterdam, I think it was called, incident where there's all these groomers attacking women. And the police said nothing about it because they didn't want to be called racist. And in these countries, being called racist is literally a crime. If you post something on social media, you'll get a knock on your door like, hi, how are you? You got to go to jail or face some kind of trial. So this is not like the United States where we have freedom of speech. These countries don't have freedom of speech. And it's a very dangerous situation to even stand up like the AfD is doing. So, you know, the wars, the immigrations, these are the things that are driving Germans toward the AfD. And as you mentioned, second place now. So a lot of people want this. And in a democracy, you would think, hey, this is great, but they don't want this to happen. It kind of reminds me what we did with Iraq. You know, we bombed Iraq with democracy. We gave it to them. And then they said, hey, guys, you've been around for so damn long. It's a big mess. How about you guys leave? And they voted us out. And we said, no, that's not how it works. That's not how democracy works. That's not how this stuff works. So this is similar. These left-wing governments are in power, and now they want to pull an Adolf Hitler and ban them because they're getting popular. Now, the strange thing is, if this party was a threat, let's suppose some party was like a bunch of cannibals and like, we want to get in to eat people, you would ban them immediately because they're dangerous. But it seems to me, this is why, you know, it's a facade. They let them stick around for long enough because they'll never get power. Like Donald Trump would never become president. Well, he did. And here is the AfD, and it might get powerful enough to become the first number one place party in Germany. So now they're like, well, this is a threat, and now we have to do something. So now their facade has been shown to be what it is, fake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Brexit, of course, nobody thought that would happen, and then it did. And then, of course, the election of Donald Trump, and we saw what the deep state did, you know, framing him for treason. I was talking over the weekend with, you know, people saying that also everything that happened with COVID was also really directed by the same people that directed all of the Russian hoax. I mean, we have the same list of all of these really just traitors, and they are absolutely terrified of the people being able to govern themselves. And so now here in Germany, we have a situation where, by the way, here's a question. Why do you think for the most part, every first world country is experiencing an immigration crisis from third world nations all at the exact same time? Is it just a coincidence, Lucas?
No, I don't believe it is. I think there's a plot for the globalists. What they want to do is especially attack Europe because they don't want any white countries, quote unquote. They don't want any white countries to exist because they're all Nazis and it's all racism. And if we let them happen, another Hitler will rise and kill everyone. That's the argument against it. So they want this globalism. And the best way to do it is to mix people until they're just an unidentifiable blob who have no culture. And then, by the way, condemning the culture of the native people. Like you see in our country, you know, take down the statue. It's racist. Take it down and put this ugly thing up. You know, it's kind of you're erasing history. And so in a way, the globalists want a global government. They cannot have nationalistic sentiments anywhere. Even Putin, for example, they call him the next Hitler just because he's pro-Russia. And he's not trying to take over the world and they say he's going to take all of Europe. No, he's not. It's because he's a nationalist. And the globalists cannot stand nationalists, whether it be Viktor Orban, whether it be Bolsonaro, whether it be Donald Trump. He's a nationalist.
Yep.
So they don't like nationalists at all because the George Soros open society model wants everyone to be just this giant, you know, blob of just controlled people that have no culture or anything to identify with, nothing to fight together with. If you got people that are so different than you next door to you, how are you going to unite with them? It's literally divide and conquer on a global scale. So they're pushing the migrants into Europe to cause this religious conflict between Muslims and Christians, or ethnic conflict between Africans and Europeans, because it divides the people and it gives them the ability to have a police state to shut it all down.
Yeah.
You see these riots? Oh, let's shut it all down. So it's all planned. It's not a coincidence whatsoever. They even talk about it in the UN. We got to have replacement immigration because the birth rates are going down. Well, why are the birth rates going down? Why don't you just do what just now Hungary said? We're going to give incentives for women to have more children. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do that? Why would you replace your own citizens with foreigners? Because these people, all they care about is the GDP. They don't care about the people themselves. They care about whatever gross national product or, you know, some kind of numbers on a screen. That's what they really want to control the populations by eliminating their identity completely and having this new world order, which that's what it is.
You are exactly right. I couldn't agree more. And I would also say, you know, they're driving the depopulation, whether it's what they're, mm-hmm. you know, poisoning our food, our air, our water, the clot shots, the bioweapon. I mean, they're wanting less people, probably because it is easier to control. Obviously, we know what the Georgia Guidestones said before they mm-hmm. were destroyed or however they were destroyed. But yeah, so depopulation is their game. And that's actually going to be a really difficult trek. For countries as the birth rates decline, we actually are finding out, according to studies, that yes, I mean, we need more and more people. The earth is actually underpopulated. Yeah. And in a lot of ways, all of this global supply chain, we're not going to have the manpower to continue and to keep it going in the future. And so once again, that's going to make people poorer. That's going to make, and then when you think about the melting pot, it's harder and harder for people to get along and actually be productive and produce that GDP. We're just going to be more and more dependent. And then, of course, you think about the World Economic Forum, what they think about us, Lucas Gage, is they want us essentially, they don't know what to do with us because transhumanism is on the rise, right? And as the transhumanists rise, and they don't know what they're going to do with little sheep like us. How are our lives going to have meaning? Are we just going to be plugged up into some sort of, you know, video game matrix? And also, they want us to eat bugs. So yes. I mean, there's that as well. So there's a ton going on. Let me ask you this: what do we do about this? Okay, so call it the deep state in America, call it the globalist, or, you know, everywhere else, they are allergic to the will of the people. They cannot stand the will of the people. And they also have the ability to rig elections. So what do we do? Besides just observe what Germany and Brazil and America all have in common, limiting the political opposition, persecuting the political opposition, what do we do about it?
Well, the first thing I tell people is that, you know, we have to stop being afraid of being called names. And they'll call you Nazi, racist, anti-Semite, bigot, homophobe, transgender. All these names are designed to make you shut up. Like, oh, I better not be called, because you don't want to lose your job. And so if everyone does that, everyone keeps quiet and nobody loses their job. But if everyone's like, you know what, I don't care what you call me, and they organize against this tyranny, as you see a lot of parents, they cannot stand the drag queen story hour thing.
Right. Waking a lot of people up.
Right. And they're just going, right. They don't care what you call them. But there are things like, well, racist and xenophobe. I can't. And like you said, a lot of these countries do not have the same rights we have as Americans. You will get fined if you post something about migrants on UK and Facebook. So they have to be more, you know, strategic about it. But they have to stand up and say enough is enough, because I called it the parasite class. These are the people that rule the world from different parts of the world, the globalists, whatever term you want. But I call parasite because that they're feeding off of us. And they got to keep us divided so we don't realize they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's you. It's the left wing. Oh, it's the right wing. Oh, it's the Muslims. Oh, it's really, we're all victims of these people. These are the globalists at the very, very top. And they want chaos, because then they can divide and conquer us while we're at each other's throats. So we got to understand, it's not the migrant's fault. He's escaping a country your government's bombing. Like, I don't blame the Latinos leaving South America, drug lords decapitating their family. I don't blame them. I blame the politicians who incite them to come. Hey, free stuff, driver's license in California, medical care, all these things. Like, for example, I remember watching one of the migrants who came to Italy And they said, where are you going? Oh, we're going to Germany. Why? Oh, they give us more stuff. So it's not the migrant who took the ship from Africa. It's the government of Germany saying you could have a five-star hotel, a cell phone, an X amount of Deutschmarks a month or whatever. Like, yeah. If that didn't exist, they wouldn't come. So really, it's you got to organize, not care what you're called, and support parties like the AFD and other parties they want to ban, probably because that's the party that is going to help solve the problem. So you cannot be afraid of names. Support them, whether it's on the street or financially, donate. These are things you could do. You don't have to be out there as a foot soldier, but at least donate and support them in secret or whatever the case. At least that's what everyone should be doing.
Yeah.
But that's the way to do it, is to take the parliament, because again, Germany's Bundestag has it's a parliament. It's what it is. There's about 736 members now. And, you know, 21% of that's a lot of people if they pull it off. So that's a lot of power. That's very dangerous. That's why they want to ban them. So you have to get in there. And do I think that they'll allow it? Will they rig it? I don't know. But it's just getting people aware of the situation and stop being politically correct, because that's self-censorship. That's mind control. Mm-hmm. You got to break free, and then you got to take legal action. And you don't have to fight anyone physically. You could just do what Gandhi did, or, you know, if we all didn't take the COVID shots, nobody would have got them.
Yeah.
A lot of people were coerced. Hey, you'll lose your job. Oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. You don't trust the science. A lot of people were bullied into it. So we have to not be afraid of being bullied by these people, because the parasite class was a few thousand people at the top. We're 8 billion plus people. We have all the power we need. We just got to remember who we are. So that's my message. It's not a message. It's a revolution of the heart and mind. And if it has to get physical, then one day it will. But let's hope it doesn't.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hope it doesn't. But and then at the same time, you just look at everything that they've perpetrated against us, everything they're perpetrating yep. against us now. And if they're going to take the vote away, if the vote doesn't mean anything, you know, I don't really know. I don't know what the answer.
Well, they want to kill us. I mean,
they literally want to,
and they have killed some of us. So, what can we do? Hug these people? Of course, there's going to be something at the end, but you have to at least convince your fellow citizens. Look, we don't have to do anything crazy. Just wake up, tell the truth, unite with others who are like-minded, and let's organize against these parasites. That's what they are. And at that point, if they deploy the military and they start shooting us, well, then what can we do? Yeah. 1776. And that's really that.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that. Stu talking about that the other night, you know, the solution to 1984, 1776. I also wonder, me being born in the actual year 1984, is that some sort of...
Same here.
Okay. Is that some sort of like, oh no, those who were born that year will live to see this actual Orwellian nightmare. Let's hope that that's not the case. Lucas Gage, tell us about your books. You're an author. Tell us where we can get it.
Yeah, so my website is lucasgage.com. My book is more of a book about like self-help. If you've read Meditations from Marcus Aurelius, I'm a philosopher. He kind of wrote notes to himself to become a better Stoic philosopher. So he was an emperor, but he had like little notes to make himself deal with depression and overcome things in life. So my book does that, but I also sprinkle a little bit of politics, a little bit of how to lose some weight, improve yourself in every way and every you could think of in your life. So it's Thoughts and Reflections of Life by Lucas Gage. Check it out at my website. You can buy the PDF is $6.99. The paperbacks, I think it's $14.99. And all my work I do is on Twitter. So Lucas_Gage_, you can find me there. I've been going viral all over the place. I don't know what's happening. Thanks, Elon.
That's right.
Getting the word out. And so that's what I'm doing. So yeah, I appreciate all the support, you guys. And letting me come on the show to share my message as well.
Absolutely. Folks, this is the Stu Peters Show. Don't go anywhere.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/Stu right now, today, before this discount expires.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.